tonight's special Board of Education meeting to recognize our wonderful students and our retirees. So students, first I have to go through some legal mumbo jumbo and then we'll get started. Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, the district's website, and sent to the four district schools, the mailing and or hand delivery of said notice to the designated newspapers, the PLG, the PSG, PSA, PTSO, SAB presidents, and student representatives to the board, and filing with the clerk of Homedale Township Police Headquarters and Public Library. Meetings of the board are open to the public and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There will be an opportunity for public comment at the end of the meeting. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group, if any, that is represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to a board committee and or the superintendent for consideration and resolution. The board vests in its president or other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Quinn.
Here.
Mr. Sokol.
Here.
Mr. Reddy.
Here.
Mrs. Biamonte.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Hammer is absent. Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
Mrs. Zane.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can you all please rise for a flag salute? Ready, kids? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was wonderful. Yay. So tonight, welcome everyone to our special Board of Ed meeting where we get the opportunity to honor our wonderful students from our littlest to the oldest to those who are going to be going to college. It's so wonderful to see you all tonight. It's so wonderful to be out. I want to thank all the parents and all the students for being super patient and cooperative during probably one of the most difficult and challenging school years that I hope you'll ever have to encounter. From here on in out, I think it's going to be smooth sailing after this year. So a big round of applause to our parents and our students. And I also want to thank our teachers, our staff, and our principals. They did a tremendous job this year. It was always ever changing every week. It seemed like sometimes every day brought a new challenge. So I want to thank them for sticking it out, for doing everything to make this year as smooth for our students. I think, you know, when we look back, we're going to look back to see that, you know, all of us working together made sure our students are still going to be ahead of the curve on this. We are so fortunate that we were open, and that's because of our staff and our administrators working so hard to make sure our buildings were open, and especially also our custodial staff who made sure that these schools were safe for you all to come in here to learn. So please give a big round of applause to them as well. So at every few board meetings, we have the privilege of accepting and honoring our retirees at certain board meetings. For the past year or so, and usually at those meetings, the retirees' families come out, we have cake, it's usually a big deal. We've been unable to do that because of COVID restrictions. And so tonight, I just wanted to take an opportunity to honor some of our retirees. So at this point, I'd like to introduce our principals, who are going to say a few words about their colleagues and present a small gift of recognition and appreciation to some of our retirees for the past 2 years, year and a half, I guess. You up first, Brian? Mr. Scalacci is first.
Thank you, Mrs. Flynn. This is always an honor to be able to recognize any of our staff members.
and in this case, wish them well in their retirement. This evening, I have the pleasure to speak about Ms. Christine Samura. Christine started with the Homedale School District back in 2006 as one of our wonderful lunch monitors. Then from 2008 to present, she has done unbelievable work as one of our special services monitors. During her time in Homedale, Christine has worked in all four buildings with many, many students and staff members. There's not a person that I know of who has anything but amazing things to say about her. She's collaborative with staff, goes above and beyond if there's a need to assist in any way, and is truly, truly dedicated to kids. I consider myself very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with Christine in a couple of buildings during our time together. She's a true team player and professional, and Christine will be greatly missed by the Homedale School community. Best wishes to Christine and family for a beautiful retirement. Christine, are you here this evening? Okay. I guess Christine has started a little early in celebrating her retirement, but we will make sure that we get her her beautiful orchid gift to her, and thank everybody for being in support of Christine for all the work that she's done for the years. Thank you, everybody. I'll now pass it on to Mr. Art Howard, principal of Village School.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Our retirements are bittersweet occasions for everyone involved. We wish joy and happiness for the retiree, but at the same time feel a sense of sadness and loss for our friends who we won't see on a daily basis and again. I do not think I over-exaggerate when I say that we are indeed in the company of greatness, individuals who have given their professional lives to education and the betterment of children. From Village School, I stand here to recognize two of those individuals. First, Ms. Colleen Wagner. Colleen, who actually retired last year in June, was employed in Homedale since 2009 and worked specifically as a monitor at Village from 2012 to 2020. Known for being responsible, knowledgeable, and consistently going above and beyond the call of duty for students, Colleen helped promote her students' independence while also anticipating any possible needs they may have for support. Colleen's hardworking nature, along with her desire to see her students grow, helped the classroom teachers foster a positive environment for learning and success. So I would like to wish a fond farewell and congratulations on retirement to Colleen Wagner. Is Ms. Annette Brennan. With 27 total years in education under her belt, Annette has served with distinction as a part of Village School's third grade for over 20 years. Besides teaching third grade, Annette has also taught grades 4, 5, and 6, was an instructional aide for the district in 1994, and even took over for several months for a retired computer teacher at SAT School in 1993. Throughout the years, Annette has amassed a long and successful career in the field of education. Committed, kind, knowledgeable, and caring, Annette is the type of person who made time for everyone, even if that meant sacrificing time for herself. So congratulations for a long and healthy retirement to our friend and colleague, Annette Brennan. So in closing, I just wanted to quickly once again say congratulations and thank you to the both of you for everything that you've taught us, shared with us, and left us. And may you continue to do good things that show the world that true success lies not in how well you are known, how many awards you won, or how many millions of dollars you made, but in the love you share and the legacy that you leave. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Ms. Vitale, I think she's next.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. I have the pleasure of the past 4 years to work with Rebecca Dorn, who was a fourth grade teacher at Indian Hill. She was not able to make it tonight, but I just wanted to give you a little testament to her background. Mrs. Dorn's love for teaching began when she was quite young. She would create age-appropriate work for her three younger brothers as they sat in old-fashioned desks in the hallway. Then she'd put stars on their foreheads for their good work. After graduating from the University of Virginia, Mrs. Dorn taught fifth grade in Virginia Beach for 3 years, then she attended Boston University, where she received her master's in reading education. Mrs. Dorn taught in Hillendale for 37 years. She started in first grade, then went on to fourth grade, and finally ended up in fifth grade again. During those years, she served on numerous committees and wrote a great deal of curriculum. She also developed a mythology class and assisted with plays and musicals just because she found it all so fun and interesting. Mrs. Dorn will be remembered for three things: her passion for reading, her interest in both geography and history, and her crazy stories about growing up in West Texas. Mrs. Dorn actually retired last year, and I want to congratulate her and everyone else of all of the retirees over the past couple of years that have served for so long in Hillendale and have committed their lives to teaching your children. It's an amazing job, and they deserve all the recognition they can get. So congratulations to all of them.
Dr. Charney, please. This is our interim assistant superintendent, Dr. Charney. Oh,
thank you very much. Good evening. It's my pleasure to recognize Dr. Josephine Blaha tonight for the great work she's done in the district. It's not the first time I've recognized her, although it might be the first time I actually meet her in the flesh. So it's been that kind of a challenging year. She is in large part responsible for our Honors Advanced Research Program. This program services students that want to go beyond classroom learning, participate in primary research. It's an avenue for them to wrestle with very complex data. Our students have won multiple awards in regional science competitions, and we have a number of students that are moving on to national competitions. And that, as I said, in large part is due to the mentoring and guidance of Dr. Blaha. The particular program that she does run is the Waxman Student Scholars Program. That's out of Rutgers University. Our students that participate in that program sequence the genomic libraries of duckweed. In English, that's an aquatic plant. They publish their results on the National Institute of Health website. And I believe to this day, the high schools that participate in this nationally comprise the largest repository of genomic sequencing on duckweed on the planet. And those are high school students. So again, that's Dr. Blaha's mentorship. I know a little bit about this because I was part of the original National Science Foundation grant back in the 80s. And I'm very pleased Homedale had been involved for about 20 years, and it continues to be involved in a very strong way. Dr. Blaha also gives of herself mentorship, expertise to staff members throughout the district, from the elementary to the middle schools to colleagues in the high school. She's been responsible for a very solid advanced placement chemistry program, as well as an organic chemistry program. So this is going to be a large loss for the district, but she has left her mark, and the mark is in our students. It will go on to do great things. So thank you, Dr. Blaha.
This is why I wanted to do it together, because it was wonderful to see her students call her out tonight, because she's done tremendous work. Every year on this board, we are all amazed by the work that our students do under her, and like you said, Dr. Charney, her mentorship. She lets her students grow. They're already coming to her. They're the best and brightest, and she really puts them out there in the orbits and sets them up for college. So thank you, Dr. Blaha, for all of your dedication for years. You'll always be recognized as one of the best teachers we've ever had here at Homedale High School. So thank you. I have the pleasure of recognizing two special students from Homedale High School tonight who serve as student representatives of our Board of Education. They show their dedication every month. They come to our board meetings and they speak on behalf of their students each and every month and keep the board informed as to what's going on here at Homedale High School. It's always a pleasure to see them, to hear their perspective. So I'd like to call up Jide and Haroon. I want you both to come up here, and I want to thank you for your public service, and I hope you continue to serve your student representatives in college. So come up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So tonight's our last meeting, so thank you. Now it's student awards. Principals, take your marks, get set, go, right? There's a lot of student awards here to give out, and it's pretty exciting. So I'll hand it off to the principals.
Good evening again, Mr. Howard, principal of the Mighty Mighty Village School. Before we get started, I'd be remiss if I didn't just say another congratulations and a quick goodbye to my partner in crime here, our little Village Bee. You know, going from the middle school, being a Sats Hawk
to going down to being a Village B was not really a very easy transition for a guy who was doing middle school all his life. I wouldn't have been able to do it without the little lady standing by my side. She, no pun intended. she really helped me transition to that building. And her love for these little kids and her ability to remember every name under the planet always amazes me. So it's going to be a different place without Jessica there with her. So I just wanted to publicly thank her and congratulate her on her upper move. Right now, we're going to have students' names up on the board. You'll see your name. So when you see your name, you might as well start making your way up. We're going to ask for you to come up. You know, you're going to shake our lovely board president's hand, and we ask you to stand on the podium. We'll give your parents an opportunity for some group photos. We're going to do Continental Math and the Language Arts League. Okay, first Continental Math, just a little background. Continental Math has been around for 35 years. They got 35 years of service under their belt. They believe that all students can develop the ability to approach problem solving at an early age. So students participate with each other on the same grade level from schools all over the United States. And these activities are conducted in class and students are required to work independently. So for Continental Math League, we're going to first do our honorable mentions. For grade two, Yuan Gao. Blake Schick. Safal Mika Basla. Alicia S. Galkar. From grade three, Elizabeth Koo. Yuan Chen. Derek Lee. Anderson Cosmos. Derek Lee. Gianna Pagliaro. Bradley Denton. Let's give a nice round of applause for all of our honorable mentions. You can't stay there. We're going to call up the other Continental Math League winners. Okay, now for the first, second, and third place finishers for Continental Math League. First place, Shaila Jeriwala. Jeriwala. For second place, we have Hanson Jiang, third grade, Isha Muir, replace Samuel Dempster. And Richard Liu. Let's give a nice round of applause to all of our Continental Math League winners. All right, thank you. You got to go back to your seats. Okay, next up we have the National Language Arts League, also called the Language Arts Olympiad. This is an examination designed to evaluate student skills in spelling, vocabulary, grammar, and reading comprehension. Contest for second grade consists of 25 questions, with the contest for third grade, 35 questions given in a multiple choice format. Each contest has a time limit of 35 minutes and should be administered within one class period. So let's first start with our honorable mentions. Grade one, now this is really a second grade, third test. Grade one, Christian Kenyatta. Rochelle Zhao, Charlotte Klopfer, for grade two, we have Elizabeth Longyear, Marianne Gao, Samuel Dempster, Julia Dolchek, Sophia Vella, Claudia Sanabria, Shaila Jerrywala, Eric Riaga, Rayvon Joshi, Kevin Liu, Gwyneth Thompson, Charles Cranwell, and Ryan Ng. Three honorable mentions, Yulong Chen, Elizabeth Cobb, Anderson Cosmos,
Jora Pagliaro. Jay McCree. Sienna DeFilippis. And Charlotte Choi. Nice round of applause to all of our honorable mentions. Okay, we're gonna. Okay, we have some technical difficulties. We have the second and first place finishers for the Language Arts League coming up next. Second place finisher, grade one, Ayan Patel.
You okay?
Grade two, Colette Look. Grace Volk. Maiden Admessa. Sadie Balacano. Kate Thompson. Kate Adachi. Haley Cranwell. Jackson Costco. Nicholas Dietorov. J.F. Kasturi. Amisha Asgalkar. Isan E. Shinser and Surti. And for grade three, second place finishers, Andrew Roth. Our first place finishers for the National Arts League, grade one, Leo Du. Ethan DeVito. For grade two, Blake Schick. Alexa Miravales. Samutha Mikabathula. Catherine Huang. Grade three, Scarlett Gong. Richard Liu. And Keegan Hawk. And hold on, we're not finished yet. We got a special surprise, so y'all are running up here already. We're not even finished. We have national first place winners.
So gratefully, I'd like to call up Scarlett Gong. Yeah, they get a little, they actually get a medal. Scarlett Gong. Rochelle Blue. And Keegan Hawk. National first place winners. Clap for those three people. National first place winners. All right, so let's have a nice round of applause for all of our Language Arts League winners. All right, let's give all of our recipients a nice round of applause.
All right, thank you guys for that.
And let's also congratulate all of our teachers for their hard work, first grade, second grade, third grade, and you, our parents. Without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, good evening again. My name is Lisa Vitale. I am going to be assisted by my great assistant principal over here, Mr. Federici. We're going to start with, first of all, before I even get into ours, I want to congratulate all the Little Villagers for all the awards that they got. That was amazing. So many of you participating, so congratulations to all of you guys as well. Okay. We're going to start this evening for Indian Hill School with the Continental Math League. This math contest allows our students to participate with students from schools all over the United States. All of our students' math problem-solving skills improve with each meet, for which there are five throughout the year. All the students honored tonight have the highest cumulative scores for the school year. Their accomplishments are extraordinary. They are among the highest scoring students in the entire country. It is especially interesting to note that the fourth grade team scored a perfect score on all five contest meets. Congratulations to all the Continental Math League team members. I'm gonna call you guys up by grade level and individually Mr. Federici will hand you your certificate, and then if you can just go back on the stage as well so we can take pictures when we're done. Starting with sixth grade, I have Christine Cho. Andrew Hum. Anastasia Kamachenko. Sia Mahatra. Timothy Sachs. Annie Wang. Brian Shu. Srian Yarlagada. And Andy Zhao. These are our sixth grade recipients. Okay, I'm now going to call up my fifth grade, sixth grade. Stay there for the picture, okay? Okay, Tudor Barkin. Eric Goh. Suming Jang. Suming scored a perfect score after five meets, so congratulations to Suming, that's amazing. Joanna Kang. Sebastian Postigo. Liam Shaw. Avery Shu. And Brian Zhang. Now my fourth graders, who, like I said, had a perfect score after five meets. Mahadi Kashyap. Matthew Lado. Olivia Lado. Tan Wei Wu. And Shayla Shaw. Congratulations to all of our Continental Math League recipients. Please feel free to come up and take a picture if you'd like. Congratulations to all of those recipients. Okay, our next presentation will be for the New Jersey Math League. The Math League is a math contest offered to grade six. Over 1 million students from the United States and Canada participate in the Math League contest each year. The goal is to encourage student interest and confidence in mathematics through solving worthwhile problems. Many students first develop an interest in mathematics through problem-solving activities such as these contests. Schools compete in statewide or multi-state league competitions. Indian Hill School is pleased to honor the following top sixth grade students who make up our sixth grade New Jersey Math League team. When I call your name, please come up for your award. Christine Cho. David. Andre Milikov, Juliana Pettinato, Timothy Sachs, Dylan Wang, Renee Winmore, Brian Shu, and Sri was the top honor with the highest score in Monmouth County and third place in New Jersey. Congratulations to my New Jersey Math League team. Okay, thanks, guys. You can go sit. And our last category is the National Geography Bee. Every year, there's a certain buzz around Indian Hill when it's time for the National Geography GOB. This year, although we had to make adjustments due to the pandemic, there was still an air of excitement. Instead of honoring one individual tonight, we're honoring the top scoring individuals for each grade level. So our National Geography Bee for grade 6, tied for first place, was Frank Alaco and Witta Kalu. Our first runner-up was Srinivasan Yolagada. And our second place tied runner-up was Timothy Sachs and Jonathan Taft. For fifth grade, our first place was Nico DeFilippis. Our first runner-up was Austin Lang. And our second runner-up was Emil Pichamuni. Fourth grade, first place, Layla Vargas. And our first runner-up was Adeline Vera and Simon Zhang. Congratulations to all of our Geography Bee winners. Congratulate everybody again for all the hard efforts, Mrs. Bradley, and all of our teachers for assisting in making all of these students, you know, do such a great job. And I want to thank all of the students and all of the recipients that are here tonight at all schools. Congratulations to all of you and have a great night. Oh, and by the way, I was told there are going to be refreshments after the awards, so don't leave. There's ice cream, cupcakes, and all kinds of stuff for the kids. So just so you know that, there's food. Now I'm going to send it over to Mrs. Simonelli.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. So I will be presenting the William R. Satt School Student Recognition Ceremony this evening. We have so many talented students that I'm so proud of. I wanted to start tonight with the newspaper club, and Miss Imbro is the advisor for this club. And this evening we're giving a creative leadership award to Mara Unguru. Congratulations, Mara. If you don't get a chance to read the newspaper, it's published. And it has so many wonderful articles that are written by our students. So thank you, Mara. Our Builders Club does a lot of community service. These students are amazing. They give of their time, they volunteer. They're so passionate about the projects for the Builders Club that is run by Mrs. Asaro and Miss Villacrest. This year, we would like to recognize our Builders Club members, which is Jones Almeida, Aiden Carscadden, Jaden Francis, David Furman, Alexander Iglesias, Michael Langman, Alexander Lynn, Colin Purcell, and Shreya Rahman. A round of applause again for our Builders Club. Thank you. Always volunteering your time. Nice job. Thank you. Our next is Academic Competitions in the Humanities, Spelling Bee. This is run by Ms. Stauffer and Mr. Bell. For our Spelling Bee this year, Sebastian Ung is the school champion. A round of applause. Congratulations. Luke Donnelly was first runner-up. And Jadeep Mazumbo was second runner-up. Congratulations. Thank you. For our academic competitions, technology, Ms. McCafferty and Mr. O'Keefe. For our Technology Student Association, we want to recognize these students for their incredible ability using technology and doing some amazing things. I am sure that they're going to move on to high school and accomplish so many wonderful achievements. So for the microcontroller design, Ahan Ayer, John King, Sharia Srivastava. Please come on up. For Off the Grid, Alexander Lin. For STEM Animation, Joanne Jiang. And for Essays on Technology, Sophia Gao. Congratulations. A round of applause again for these amazing students. For the Science Olympiad that is run by Mrs. Flynn, the New Jersey Science Olympiad State Tournament Rhodes Scholar is given to Alexander Lin.
I'm glad you're sitting in the front. Congratulations.
For our math club, this is run by Ms. Cantwell and Ms. Hohead. For our New Jersey Math League 7, number one in the region is Alexander Lin. I'm glad you're sitting in the front. Audrey Wang, second in the region, and fourth in the region is Sophia Gao. For our New Jersey Math League 8th grade, number one in the region and number one overall is Ishani Singh. Number two in the region is Derek Wang. And number four in the region is Musa Dar. Very proud of these students for their achievements.
Thank you. Round of applause.
One more round of applause. Next, we're going to move on to Math Counts, the Invitational. Number 10 out of 46 is Ishani Singh. Number 17 out of 46 is Derek Wang. Number 24 out of 46 is Ang Tang. And for the New Jersey Math League Algebra 1, Derek Wang was number 38 out of 398. Sophia Gao was number 57 out of 398. And Ishan Singh was 116 out of 398. That is impressive. You should probably just stay up there because I'm going to call you up again. So for our American Mathematics Competition, AMC 8, the following students received an honor roll certificate for placing in the top 5%. Derek Wang received the gold medal. Round of applause. Shani Singh received the silver medal. Audrey Wang received the bronze medal. Ange Tang received the bronze medal, and so did Alan Sun. Is Alan Sun here? Congratulations. Thank you. Derek, stay here. So the American Mathematics Competition, AMC 10 and AIM, was, Mr. Berger is the advisor. The following student scored among the top 3% in the country, challenging AMC 10 math exam, and he qualified to take the prestigious and very challenging AIM exam. A huge round of applause for Derek Wang. Very proud. Round of applause for all of our SAT students. And I hand it off to the host group.
Okay, good evening again, everybody. Just before I get started, just wanted to say, I know there have been some thank yous that have gone out tonight, but I wanted to thank the Board of Education and our interim superintendent, Dr. Seitz, for all of their support in putting this together, but beyond this, all of the things that go on in the district. So I wanted to thank the board and Dr. Seitz for this evening and their support. Also want to mention a big thank you to all of our curriculum supervisors, teachers, club advisors, and coaches for their assistance in recognizing some of the unbelievable things and talent that we have at Holmdel High School. And I'd also like to thank our families at the high school level. Sometimes it's easy to detach as a parent and just let your children do things on their own. I understand that, having a high school in itself. But it really means a lot that you're here out tonight and supporting your children in all of the wonderful things that they have accomplished and will accomplish in the future. And of course, thank you to our students for everything that you put forward at Holmdel High School. before I get started, I have to say that since joining Holmdel High School, it has been unbelievable the level of academics, athletics, clubs that students have been in all kinds of activities. It is just unbelievable what our kids accomplish each and every day. So I'm thrilled to be up here recognizing within five different categories here at Holmdel High School. So we will start with in technology education. This was a big piece of our referendum to add to a lot of the technology and the areas of the school that needed some work to make this a first-rate high school space. And Karen McConnell, one of our supervisor of technology, oversees that department. And we have a number of recipients tonight. So first place in our Holmdel High School Film Festival. Congratulations goes out to Faith Wareham. Second place at our Holmdel High School Film Festival goes out to Anastasia Wilkwitz. Anastasia also received the Roger Benedict Award for Excellence in Cinematography. In the 2021 Technology Student Association New Jersey State Competition, Nathan Lau came in first place. Congratulations, Nathan. And in that very same competition, Alex Tien also joined him in first place. This would have been the time I would have invited everybody for a photo opportunity, but we will head on to our next category, which is in the area of athletics. Mr. Matt Kokoda, on cue. Very impressive. Mr. Matt Kokoda has done an unbelievable job since joining the high school last summer, really bringing our athletics programs to a whole new level and supporting our kids in winning ways on the field and off the field. And he just popped in right now. How'd everything go out on the field?
Second half championship. So girls are playing great.
Love it. Second half of the championship game out there for flag football. So congratulations to our ladies. First time ever here at Hunter High School. So if you hadn't caught the news in the last couple of weeks, a tremendous congratulations to an amateur player who really, really took it to the greens with some of the highest level players in the country and in the world. So congratulations to Megha Ghani in the U.S. Women's Open participant, placing 14th place.
Mr. Sklatchy wanted me to let everybody know what a tremendous job that Megha has done, not only for our school, but for all the youth worldwide. In fact, I had the incredible opportunity this afternoon to deliver her fan mail from all across the globe. So it's a pretty cool, and she's a tremendous asset to not only our school, but to student athletes, and especially young female student athletes worldwide. So congratulations, Megha.
We'd also like to recognize within athletics our National Girls and Women in Sports Award winner, Sydney Goldson. And final athletics award recipient who Mr. Kokoda just let me know he's still out on the field right now competing. Lindsay Cannon is being awarded the Monmouth University Women's Leadership Celebration Participant Award. So congratulations to Lindsay. Thanks. And if anybody wants to tell, there you go. Photo opportunity. Let me jump out of the way. Okay. Next category that we have, Dr. Blaha, as Dr. Charney had mentioned earlier, has been instrumental in bringing our Honors Advanced Research Program to a whole nother level. And the students, what they do in this program is absolutely remarkable. During the course of this year, Dr. Blaha also brought on Mrs. Lepore and Mr. Mester, who have worked with our students in some different areas as well. So we would like to recognize students in our Honors Advanced Research Program for their efforts in a number of state and national competitions. So to kick it off, Ayan Latif for New Jersey Academy of Science, 66th Annual Symposium, third place Math and Computational Sciences. Who's being awarded with two items. Those being recognized with Merck Medicine and Health, their grand prize, and also the New Jersey Academy of Science Annual Symposium, third place, Health and Medicine. Congratulations, Bill. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Radiant Research Symposium, Best in Behavioral and Social Sciences, and in the NJ Academy of Science Annual Symposium, First Place Psychology Award goes to Brandon Lau. Also in the New Jersey Academy Symposium, first place for topical reviews goes to Carly Zhao. American Psychological Association Outstanding Research in Psychological Science goes to Daniel Wang. And the honorable mention goes to Kathleen Antonakakis for the Janssen Biotherapeutics Microbiology. And in the New Jersey Academy Symposium, second place for microbiology. As part of the Pennsylvania Society of Professional Engineers, first place finisher, Reese Goldberg. So in the New Jersey Academy of Science Annual Symposium, third place, Math and Computational Sciences for Sihana Tang. And in Radiant Research Symposium, Best in Behavioral and Social Sciences, congratulations to Vanessa Bellotti.
This one? I was in computational science, but thank you.
Okay. I'll have to fix that. Did we have, Ryan? Let me see. Did I miss a sheet? Oh. I must have jumped right over. Okay. Radiant Research Symposium, Best in Behavioral and Social Sciences, and in the New Jersey Academy of Science, third place microbiology goes to Ryan Jawa. Photo opportunity for our HAR students, if you want to jump on up. To our humanities category. Okay, so we actually have some records that were broken this year for Homedale High School. In the area of humanities, our National History B Championship, eighth place for Alan Wu, and also in the National History Bowl, top 20 nationally, which is a Homedale High School record. Congratulations. Student who joined our quest, being a top 20 national ranking in the National History Bowl, is Kevin Song. In some cases, we have students that will go out and do their own thing and accomplish great things even outside of Homedale High School. In this case, we have a published author among us. Her first book, The Heart of a Rock, and we would like to introduce, welcome up, Rena Gala. final two awards for Humanities, Holdell High School's Poetry Out Loud winner and New Jersey Poetry Out Loud Region 3 winner is, we're recognizing Emily Balock. All right, photo opportunity for Humanities. Something brand new to Humboldt High School this year is the Seal of Biliteracy Awards. And Mrs. Chantal Simonelli has done an unbelievable job as our world language supervisor introducing this to the high school this year. So we're going to pass it off to her to award our recipients.
Thank you. Good evening. So actually, we've had the Seal of Biliteracy last year. We awarded two or three students with the Seal of Biliteracy. And this year is our first year where we are awarding the seal to 33 recipients, which is an incredible achievement. So just so that you're aware, the Seal of Biliteracy is an award given by the school, district, or state in recognition of students who have studied and attained proficiency in two or more languages by high school graduation. The seal encourages students to pursue biliteracy, honors the skills our students attain, and can be evidence of skills that are attractive to future employers and college admissions. It also prepares our students for global competencies in citizenship. This year, we are extremely proud. The World Language Department teachers, myself, that 33 of our Holmdel High School seniors and one junior have earned the New Jersey Seal of Biliteracy across six languages. By language, the seal was earned by one student in Chinese, six in French, one in German, one in Italian, four in Latin, and 21 in Spanish. And one student earned the seal in two languages, German and French. If this isn't an example of Holmdel excellence, I don't know what is. This is amazing. These students are extremely proficient. They have to be able to read, write, understand, speak in both languages. For Chinese, I would like to call up Alex Tian. For French, the award goes to Vanessa Bellotti, Felix Dobel, Eric Golko, who's a junior, Molly Julian, Evelyn Salvia, and Megan Yu.
Congratulations.
For German, Felix Dobel. He earned the seal in two languages. So he's actually trilingual. For Italian, Sofia Fanzini. For Latin, Christine Hume, Lauren Lepore, Kirti Magam, and Hudson Yan. Come on up.
Congratulations.
Last but certainly not least, for Spanish, Marissa Alaca, Emily Balock, Kira Bahal, Lindsay Cannon, Madeline Collier, Malak Dogheim, Victoria Edison, Joyce Yu, Rina Gallo, Christina Golden, Eliza Golden, Sydney Goldson, Sophia Mochi, Jenna Perez, Luis Quinto, Emma Rizzuto, Serena Shaw, Sihana Tang, Ryan Taylor, Nabiha Umar, and Natalie White. Congratulations. I have to say that having seen these kids now all grown up, it warms my heart having them in elementary all the way through middle school and now seeing them all grown up and moving on to college and beyond. It's very proud. This is definitely home to excellence and these bilingual students. Round of applause for all of them, please.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Lewis. I knew I had it.
I'll move out of the way for the photo op, sorry.
Thank you, everyone. And just so you remember, there's refreshments outside, so please partake before leaving. And congratulations to all the award winners tonight. We appreciate all your hard work, and we hope you have a wonderful summer. Okay, we don't have a report of the superintendent. So are there any questions or comments from the public? Okay. Bye, Brian. Brian, you have a question? Comment?
Yeah.
It's Brian. Okay, seeing none, we don't need an executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Does anyone want to second the motion?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Good night. We are done.